We are on Daf Chovev Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the first was a Koel that said that his Koyim was a Ben Grusha, then an Eidechot came, and then that said that he's kosher, and then two Edom came and said that he's a Ben Grusha. Then another Ed comes and says that he is kosher, umetzaref, the last Ed with the first Ed, so we have trei, zanan achsinalei va'anan maskinalei, so even though we were moired him, Mikuhune, but now that we have two Edim that are made al kashrusai, we are marshing him again, Likuhune. Let us see Taisvitz. Anan achsinalei, anan maskinalei. Perish bekunteris, Sarashi says, af al gav de trei utrei ninu. Even though it's treye trei, so how are we marshir him? There's two Edim that say he's a cholol, he's a ben grusha. Huki trei lahadi trei, vuki gavre aches kose, vishtelam an chazoke. Vikoshelari, de bepeire ka'ime bekdushin koma gabiyanai. The Gemara says that Yani HaMelech was functioning as a Kohen Gadol, and then there was a whole tumult. Others had said that his mother was a Shvuya, so Memele he's a Cholo. Says VaYivukesh Hadova, they searched, they investigated. And they were unable to be mevara that he was posel. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, what is the case? Ilaime de trei omri ishtavoi, utrei omri lo ishtavoi. If two said that she was a shvuya, and two said that she's not a shvuya, is my choses de somches ahani, perish ahani de omri lo yishtavoi, smoich ahani, bisemech on those that say that she was a shvuye, va amai koma ve yevukesh hadobo ve loy nimtso. There the Gemara says that they were unable to be mevara that Yanai's mother was a shvuye. So the Gemara asks, why not? Why weren't you able to be Mavara? There's two Edim that say that she was a Shvuya. V'hosam perish bekuntre, so there Rashi says, the Leim Rinen, what mean this two Edim that say she was a Shvuya? But let's put him on Chazoke. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi says, Lemrinin uki trei bahadi trei vu uki gavre achezoke. What's the Gemara's kashe? The tapaket is trei, but you still am an chazoke. So Rashi says, the holoi bo lohoid al imoi. The edis is not negeya the mother. The mother's dead already. Ella al yanai. The whole thing is negeya yanai. V'loy loy hoyo cheskes kashres. So Rashi says over there, if the whole Edis is only negeya yanai, so there's no chazoke. If the Edis would be negeya the mother, so on the mother, you can shtel on chazoke. She was becheskes that she wasn't a shvuye. So you shtel her on chazoke. But since the whole Edis is only negeya yana, Yani never had a cheskes kashas. That's what Rashi says over there. The and ve'ein nira l'ri, so the ri is chaylik on Rashi. The cheskes ha'ein mahani gam liyanai k'demashma ochel. So the ri says that it's not true. The chazoke of the mother will help for yanai also k'demashma ochel. That means the ri had a problem. Why over here are we? Will we say it's anan achsinalei vanan maskinalei? So why do we say it's kosher? It's trei trei. So the ri did not want to learn the way Rashi says by us. Rashi says because the eidechot made a chazoke that he was kosher. The ri didn't like that pshat. Mustama the way the Rashba doesn't like the pshat. So the ri understood. So what's pshat na gemore? Why are we marshal this koyim? Because our kochoch, the cheskes ha'aim helps. And what's the cheskes ha'aim? Dachsech mirtoises means the cheskes ha'aim over here is a shaila. If she was a grusha, if she wasn't a grusha, so either you stella an chazoke that she wasn't a grusha because she once zicher wasn't a grusha, so we stella an chazoke she never became a grusha. Or maybe you stella an chazoke that that she wasn't a halola. That means if she was a grusha and the koyin was by yolosha, she became a halola. So we stell a chazoke, she didn't become a chalola. Al kaponim, we have here a chazoke of the aim that's telling us that she didn't become this chalol al yedei bias oviv shel koyin ze. That's in the mele, and that's pshat na gemore. That's why the koyin is kosher, because the chazoke of the mother helps for him. So Memela, so therefore Tosfos is asking, so Rashi is very schwer in Kedushin. So by Yanai also we have a Cheskes Ha'aim. If Pshat Na Gemor is Cheskes Ha'aim, then we also have Cheskes Ha'aim. Vamrine Nami Leel Beperikame, Ledivrei HaMachshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. We hear a Gemor, Ruah Muberes. And the Shaila was, who was boil her? She was a pnuya. The shaila who was boil her? There's a shaila on her. Is she muta lekune? If a mamza was boil her, if an eved was boil her, she's also lekune. If a kosher was boil her, she's kosher lekune. Now on her shaila, we tell her on chazoke. Now what is with the vlad? So the gemara says cheskes ha'aim mahani lebas. That the chazoke that is mevarer that she did not become a zayne al yedei bilosa, so this chazoke is mevarer that the bas is also kosher. So we see klal. Forget about our gemara. There's a gemara in the first perek. The gemara says that ledivre amar shebo mar shebebito. Vafilu, so we see klal that cheskes ha'aim mahani lebas. Vafilu man de posal bebite. Vafilu, there's a machlokes in this. Is eine mishum demala also gabiznus. It's only a chumr gabiznus. But meiker adin, the chazok of the aim should zikha help for the vlad. Now Rabbi Kevege asks Amir de Kekasha on this taisvis. He says he doesn't understand. When Taisvus is asking Akasha and Rashi that the Cheskes Ha'aim should help, so Taisvus asked with a Bekiyas from the first Perek, Cheskes Ha'aim Ahani Labas, and then Aydes Amachloikis, the other one is only Machme Legabiznus. Rabbi Kevege says, our Gemore, Yanai, and the Gemara in the first Perek are two different Gemaras. And Taisus did not at all have to go to the Gemara in the first Perek. Rabbi Kevege explains as follows. The Gemara in the first Perek, V'klein Gashayla, there was a Pnuya that became this Abel. She became Nival from someone. Now, the Shayla is, who was Boyelov? I have a suffix, maybe a Mamza was Boyelov. Fine. And if a mamza was boyila, she becomes posalikune. Fine. So I don't know who the boyil was. So I shtel her on chazake. Till now she was koshalikune, I shtel her on chazake. Now, I have another shayla. What's with the child? What's with the bas? What is with the child? Now, the shayla with the child is not because of her. That means the child won't become puzzled because of her. The child will become puzzled because of the boil. If the boil was a mamza, the child will be a mamza. The boil is an evet. That means the child will not become that claim that the boil was a kohen. If the boil was a kohen, so she's kosher, so the child is kosher. The whole problem is maybe the boil was a puzzle. Maybe it was a mamza, a nosen. So the kashris havlad is dependent who the boil was. Now, so if you say cheska sa'im mahani lebas, so you say a dreidel. That means as follows. When I cleared a shayla, is she kosher lekune? I said she's kosher lekune. So by saying she's kosher lekune, I'm assuming that the boil was not a mamza, because if the boil was a mamza, she couldn't be kosher lekune. So if she is kosher lekune, I'm assuming that the boil was not a mamza. No, if the boil is not a mamza, so the male of the daughter is also kosher. So that means I'm saying her chazoke is mevare who the boil was, and the male that helps for the bas. Now, let us just say, we had mentioned this far already then. L'choyre, if you learn pshat, chazoke is not a biru, chazoke is anhoge. So then pshat is like this. So if you learn chazoke is adin anhoge, I don't know what to do, so you can continue doing how you were noyik till now. That is pshat and chazoke. So memele, she was nibble from someone. Is she muta lekune? The dinner said she has anhoge. If she was muta till now, we could. She's vita muta lekune. Do I know who the boy was? I don't know who the boy was. But that's a din anhoge. Loi b'shamayimi. If you have a sofik, if this isha became nivsa lekune, shtala an chazoke. But I don't know who the boy was between you and me. But that's a din anhoge. Now, if I don't know who the boy was, now I'll clear a new shayla. So what's the bas? That's a good kasha. That's a good shayla. Maybe the bas is a mamzeres taket. That means since I never had a biru who the boil was, no, I just had a din an hoge on her that I said she's lemaisa vaita kosher lekune. Since I don't know who the boil was, I can tell her on chazoke. But I don't have a true biru who the boil was. So legabi the bas who doesn't have a chazoke, there's a svorah to pasul the bas. So there, cheskes ha'im ahani labas is a shtik teire. We have to appreciate it. That's a big chiddush over there. No, I say that the chazok is mevara, that the boil wasn't a mamza. Mamela helps with the bas also. Fine. That's a sugya over there, which is a debatable sugya. Zutrabe kevege, but let's talk about Yanai. Two Eidim that said that she was Nishbis. There's two Eidim that said she wasn't Nishbis. Now, we'll shtel her on Chazoke. Fine. So we say she wasn't Nishbis. Now, Yanai's father will ask a Shaila. Yanai's father will come to Bezin. He'll ask Bezin a Shaila. Am I allowed to marry her? So Bezin will say, yeah, she is a Cheskas Kekashras Lakuna. You're allowed to marry her. Fine. So, what are we saying? She is not a Zoyna. That's what we paskin. Bezin paskin, she's not a Zoyna. Now, if she's not a Zoyna, now, when Yane will be born, will there be a Shaila to be asked, what's with my son? There's no Shaila. Because there, the whole psul could only be because of her. That's the only psul. The whole reason Yanai could be posel is because his mother was a zoyne. And if Bezdin Paskin, the mother is not a zoyne, there's nothing what to talk about. So if Tosfos wants to tell me that the Cheskas Ha'im helps for Yanai, Tosfos doesn't have to go with Bikiyas with a Gemara in the first parak of Cheskes Eimahani Lebas, Leimahani Lebas, and Toysus is telling to that Gemara, and if Leyenem on the Yom, it's only at the Rabbonon, it's two sugyas in Gantz, he says. Rabbi Kevege asked him the Chuvis Madura Tinyonasim and Kuv Yudalov, he says, Tosfos had no reason to go to that Gemara. That Gemara, we want to pass on the bas because I don't know who her father was. And I don't have a biru gomo who her father was. In the middle, that's a sugyev, cheskes eimani lebas. But Yana, the only reason we would pass on Yana is because if the mother was a shvuyah, and I pass and she's not a shvuyah. So Taisa should have asked Latik if the mother's mutter to Yana. I said, Mamela, how could Yana be? That's Rabbi Kevege's kasha. Fine. But Al Koponim, so Taisa is saying that, the Soshver, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Kedushin says, the Gemara asks that why is Vulay Nimtza Hizicha this to Edim that say that the mother was a Shvuy? In fact, Tachtaisus, what the Gemara Kedusha Sarashi says, because it's not Negei of the mother. In fact, Tachtaisus, but the Cheskes Eim is Mahani Lebas. That's Taisus Kash. So why didn't you tell on Chazaka over there, like you tell over here? The gam ein loimer kemoy shetiritz rabbeinu tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said another teretz in that gemara. The lekel meimah hosom ukmina na chazoke. We shtel her on the chazoke. We shekol hanoshim hoyu becheskas shvuyos. Over there, in that case, all the ladies, which Yana's mother was bechlolom, were becheskas shvuyos. That was the story over there. They were becheskas shvuyos. Then he had tray, but the word becheska shvuy is on the tray. So you can't stel them on chazok. That's how the Gemara is kasha. You have tray. And there were becheska shvuy. So Taisa said that's a shrekliche doichik to say that in the Gemara. The imkain, hechi maisi minei raye al ishtoi shezinso beidecho, the shiny hosn, chalanoshim becheska shvuyis, aval ishtoi zinse hi becheskas heta. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute what Taisvus is asking. The Gemara cleared a shayla, if an eidechot comes over to a person, tells him ishtecho zinso, she osa, she muta, that's a sugi in the Gemara, ishtecho zinso. So the Gemara wants to prove it from the Mais of Yanai. The Gemara says, what was the tumul by Yanai? The Gemara wants to analyze what was the tumul by Yanai. So the Gemara says as follows. If the tumul by Yanai was that two Edom said that the mother was a Shvuye, and two Edom said the mother wasn't a Shvuye, so then is why Yivukesh Adova Volei Nimsa? Main Fakerta, two Edom say she was a Shvuye. So this Takarei is on Yanai. So that can't be the Maisa Bayane. So the Gemara says, you know what the Maisa Bayane was? The Maisa Bayane was as follows. An Eidechot came and said she was a Shvuya. And then two Eidim came and said she wasn't a Shvuya. That was the Maisa Bayevuke Shadova Volei Nimsa. So the Gemara brings a Raya. So you see from that, but what if the two Eidim wouldn't have come? We would have answered her to Yanai's father. So you see, an Eidechot is Nemon to say Ishtachazin. So that's the Gemara's right. So Taisva says, if the story over there is speaking about that they were Becheska Shvuyos, when an Eidechot comes over to a person and tells him his wife Ishtachazin, so there she's Becheska Seta, and the Maisa Yanai was Becheska Shvuyos. So how can you be Medame these two cases? Sarkochoch, the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Mkein eichi maisi minoraya alishtei shezinza beidechot, shani hosn, chol anoshim becheskes shvuyis, alishtei zinzi becheskes het. So, bekitzo, we have a problem. We have a problem, the Gemara in Kedushin says that Yanai should have been osa by treyetrei. Our Gemara says, if you have treyetrei, you still a becheska same. That's the problem that Taisvus has. So on this problem, Tosfos has a Moira de Keteres. V'nira l'ri, de trei utrei sveike de rabonenu. That means, mina teure yishtalan chazoke, but mina rabonon, it has a teure sofik. We have to be machme, it has a teure sofik. That's right, yizich yishtalan chazoke mina teure. But mina rabonon, it's a sofik. Mid Rabbonen hichmiru de loim bokmina lo achazoke. The Rabbonen wa machmiron shtalan chazoke. So that is pshat in the Gemara Bayana. That's not the Gemara Bayana. The Gemara means to say there was trei. Sure, there was a chazoke, but trei sveike de Rabbonen. Mid Rabbonen you can't rely on chazoke, so he's a sofik shvuya. So memele, so they ask it. V'hoche betrume derabonon hikilu. Here they were makel by trume derabonon. That means, our Mishnah, which is speaking about Neidecho, we have a machlukis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Neidecho said that he's a koyin, it's negeya trume derabonon, it's negeya trume derabonon, so memele, so by a trume derabonon, they said trei do ukme aiker adin, and yishtalan chazake. So that's as far emphert the two gemores. The gemor in kedushin is speaking about a shail of shvuya, which is a shail of adaraisa. If she was nivel, she's a zayne. That's also minatayre. So there they were. They said he can't yishtalan chazake. He can't be meikel. There's a teire sofik mid rabbonon. Here we're speaking about trume de rabbonon. Tumet the Rabbonon, they said, shtel nachazok already. So Memeila, they weren't machmed, and she say, trei is a sofik. Agav Uche, the Redal and Rabbi Kevege, both ask Akasha, this is a shreklach etoisvist. Etoisvist says, our Mishnah is speaking about Tumet the Rabbonon. We had here Rabbi Yehuda holds that a nedechad is not nemon to say that he's a kohen, and the Gemara said because malam mitruma leyuchsin. The Gemara said by truma de rabbonon you're not malam mitruma leyuchsin. So the Mishnah is speaking about truma de rabbonon, we have a big problem. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? So Koch is speaking about truma de yiraisa. So what's pshat in Tosfos? This is a problem, but let's go further. But al kaponim. Tosfos gave us guidelines. Tosfos tells us that by trume de rabbonon and this trei, if you have a cheskas heta, you still on cheskas heta. Ubapeirik, now Tosfos just had guidelines, and Tosfos is going to go through shas now. Trei, let's see how this stems in all the cases in shas of trei. Beperik bakel ma'alvin, kabi trume v'nitmo. Now, let us just say, what was the case over there? The case was as follows. Reuven took a pass of trume, he wanted to make it an erev trumim, and he put it seif alpayim ame from his mokim dire, he put it seif alpayim ame. Now, we come after Laila, and we see a sheretz is lying on it, a dead sheretz is lying on it, it's tame, the truma is tame. Now, we have a shaila, when did the sheretz die on this truma? When did it become tame? So, it's a sofik. So the Gemara is speaking about trei. So, two eidim say, the sheretz died when it was miboid yoim. So it comes out, so it's not a suda ruye lechel, because it was tome de ketrume. Two eidim said that no, it was nothing, it was toil. The sheretz, after was lailon, and the pass was kind of shvise for him, then it became tome. We have trei. Now, so Rav Meir says that he's a chamer gamel. That means is that we're machmer, and we say that means like this. If he would be kind of shvise bebeisoi, he would have alpayim ame from the bias to the opposite direction of the erev. That's if he's kind of shvisa. But we're machma, maybe he was kind of shvisa in the Mokim Eirev, so he lost those 2,000 amas. If the Eirev was kind of, so then he'd be kind of shvisa 2,000 amas from the Eirev. But maybe the Eirev was not kind of. So Bekitza, he only has the 2,000 amas from the Dira to the Eirev, and that's it. And he lost, he doesn't have the 2,000 amas from his Dira and the 2,000 amas from the Eirev. So Misafik, he can't use the Eirev, and he doesn't know where his Shvis is, so he has all chumras. Umuki lo Rabbe v'Rav Yosef b'shtei kitei edim. Is ha deloy mukmine lo achaskoso deloy nitmeis afal gav de truma bizman hazeh de rabono. So now Tosfos is asking a pertinent question. I just said that by truma de rabonon, by trei etrei, yishtel an chazok. I just said this. That's pshat in our Gemara. By truma de rabonon, yishtel an chazok. So Tosfos says there, speaking about truma de rabonon, speaking about his man as so it's Trume Darabonon. Now Trume Darabonon, so therefore, if you have a Sofik, if it became Tomei, or when it became Tomei, Yishtalan Chazoke, and Yishtalan Chazoke de Mikore, and you say that, Kozman, you don't know it was Tomei, we say, assume it was Toil, so we say it became Tomei later. Hainu Mishum. So Tosfos got stuck. This is a stira to maishtik teire. Mishum deiruvei tchumim diereise l'rameya. Because deiruvei tchumim is a deereise. So Tosfos says, there is not a shailen ad rabbono. There's a shailen ad deereise. Was it a good eirev? Wasn't a good eirev. And according to Ramei, deiruvei tchumim is a deereise. Now, this Tosfos is a shrek. The Gilyan Marsha Tzeichen Tzu, a prime godem, the Psyche Tehuche Shchite. The prime godem asks, he says, he doesn't understand, what are you telling me that Eiruvei Tchumim is a deraisa? Sure, Eiruvei Tchumim is a deraisa, but the Shaila is, you need a Suda Ru'uya Miboidyoin. So the shaila is, was I permitted to eat the truma? Was I not permitted to eat the truma? Now, on this shaila, you have trei etrei, and a chazoke. This is truma d'rabbonon. By truma d'rabbonon, you say yishtel an chazoke by trei etrei. You don't say it's a sofik. So memela, what is the shaila? The eruvei trumim is a teilode from the shaila, but what is the shaila? The shaila is, let's say the erev had to be nikne 6 o'clock. Was it a good erev or wasn't it a good erev? Trei say it was a good erev. Trei say it wasn't a good erev. But and what does Chazaka say? It was a good erev. So because it's truma d'rabbona, so Chazaka paskin zois it was roi l'achila. You'll ask a rov a shaila. Can I eat this? I'll ask the rov. Can I eat it? No shaila. Trei, is it truma d'rabbonon, yishtel an chazoke. So the haloche paskin zois, that it's roi l'achile. So if it's roi l'achile, so what's the shaila? So now Tosfos says, eruvei tchumim is a deraisa. Sure, eruvei tchumim is a deraisa. But the whole problem is, is it roi l'achile? In chazoke paskin zois, it's roi l'achile, because it's a truma d'rabbonon. This kasha the prima godem asked, blives by a tzorchim. I saw the Yelis HaShachar, the Yelis HaShachar wants to emphasize as follows. The Yelis HaShachar says that Be'emison, the Din Chazoke, that what we tell something on Chazoke. Chazoke is not a internet, want to find out something. Chazoke is if you have a Shaila, you don't know what to do. Yishtel an chazoke. Chazoke is not, mechazoke is an hoge, how to paskin my shailas. That's what you do. Yishtel an chazoke. So he says, 100%, if a person would ask the rov, if you would be there, or if you, anyway, but ask a Rav, 6 o'clock, can I eat the Truma? The Rav will tell, whatever it is, the Rav will tell you, you can eat the Truma. No shaila about it. You can eat the Truma. But that's not the shaila. The shaila wasn't 6 o'clock, that wasn't the shaila. The shaila is now there's a different shaila. The shaila is, am I allowed to be soymech on the Erev? That's what's nageya now. The shaila is not posed to us, can I eat the truma? That's not the shaila. It's 6:15 and there's a dead sheretz on it, so there's no shaila now about eating the truma at 6:15. The shaila was, if 6 o'clock was roi l'achila, so that's only nageya. If the Erev is a good Erev, that's the shaila. So the whole shaila to shtel an chazok, he says, you don't shtel an chazok is stamazoy. Chazok isn't stamazoy or we shtel an chazok. Chazok is if you have a shaila, so there's an hoges atayre. If you don't know, you shtel an chazok. My shaila now, 6:15, it's what it was 6 o'clock. The whole shaila is only negei hilchis eruvim. That's my shaila. That's my shaila now. That's the only shaila. But it was 6 o'clock, Samazay, let's clear, Samazay, Shaila, what it was 6 o'clock, that's not, we don't clear such shaila, and there's no psak of chazok on such a shaila. The psak of chazok is if you have a halachic, a shaila and a halacha, so we still on chazok. So do you have a shaila halacha? Was it a kosher eirah? And this shaila can rely on chazok. That's what Taisvis is saying, because eruvei tchumim is a deraisa, eruvei tchumim is a deraisa. So memele, and it's by trei, you don't stand on chazoke when it's negei a deraisa. That he wants to say pshat and teispes. One teretz, inami. Second teretz. Let's not commit ourselves that Rameya holds eruvei tchumim is a deraisa. Afilo he holds it's a derabona. Hosom de ike reyese. There is a reyese. There ain't it meisle for necho. It's tome now. Now, at 6:15, we see a sheretz on it. We have a chazok in the hashta. Veloyim rino. So Taisu says, no, you see a sheretz at 6:15. So let's tell him chazok the mikore. Zichet the sheretz came 6:14. It came on it. V'loyim rinen hashtohu de itme. You don't say hashtohu de itme. Af al gav de gabay mikve amrinen hashtohu de chosav asoy. Okay, there's a shaila what the chosav asoy did is a girsedon and the rishash chsam soifer. But upon him by mikveh, if you find a mikveh that's chosel, without any cheshboinis, unless you would say, hashtohu de chosel. That means I knew it was a kosher mikveh yesterday, and I see now it's chosel, and I'll clear a shaila when it became chosel, I'll say that it became chosel. Now it's a hashtohu de chosel. Now it became chosel. So we see from over there that even though it's a chazoke de isra, that means now it's ziche chosa, but you still on chazoke de mikore, and you say, yeah, ziche it's now chosa. When did it become chosa? A minute ago it became chosa. That's what I say. So Memele, so Taisvis is saying, here's also the same thing. What are you telling me? You're telling me, That since it's now Tomei, so you can't say hashtu ditme. What is it different than mikveh? So Taisus answers, hoche de ike shtei kitei edem. Here there's two kitei edem. Leimrinen hashtu ditme. Since there's two kitei edem, that say that it was Tomei before, you don't say hashtu ditme. Now this is a shrekleche Taisus. What is Taisus saying? There's treye trei. And you still on chazoke. And we know we have chazoke the hashta, chazoke the mikor, you still on chazoke the mikor. So what is that? To aid it. The Yelis HaShachar Tzeichen Tzu, Rabbi Yezri Rav Shach, so Gesundsein says, he wants to say Pshat and Taisus like this. we have a klal that if you have a chazoke de mikore and a chazoke de hashte, we go bas a chazoke de mikore. Why is it that way? So he says, there's a svar of chazoke de mikore that you don't have any right to klal. That means, that's the poshet din chazoke. That means we learn out from, the kohen looked at the nega. The nega had a shear. He turns around. He goes out of the house. He wants to be mitam of the house. So the mother says, no, maybe the shear changed. Haki mitam it. You have no right to be mistapik. That means ich klernisht. I don't, that's the din of chazoke. You have no right to kler. So my male, so if I don't clear, that's the psak of chazoka. So you don't clear, you don't clear. I have no right to clear. So I'm a mele, chazoka de mikor, all the time we have a chazoka de mikor. Let's talk about mikveh. That means by mikveh that, let's say, Sunday, 1 o'clock, the afternoon, the mikveh was mulling. Monday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the mikveh is chosa. So now I'm clearing. What happens Sunday 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Why should you clear? Why should you clear that something, why should you clear something changed? You have no right to clear. You have no right to clear Monday morning, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You don't have a right to clear. Why should I clear that it changed? That's the din of chazoka. So memele, so I say, now it's chosa. Yeah, ashtu the echsa. That's the maile that a chazoke de mikore has over chazoke de hashte because the get of chazoke de mikore you have no right to clear. Here I have trei. Here, two people said that it was tamei. That it was tamei, 5 o'clock already. The erev. Two people say it wasn't tamei. Chazoke can't tell me over here, what are you clearing for? What do you mean what I'm clearing? Two Adam say it was Tomei. I see he have what to clear. So here the whole din chazoke is not a chazoke. Why are you clearing? Two Adam say it became Tomei then. Two Adam. So here the whole din chazoke is, if it was before Toil, so you can assume it was still Toil. But that's not a chazoke that's mevarer that you don't clear. So there's a chazoka tahasht also that says kanimtsa kanhoye, just like now it's tomei. So before it also was tomei. That means if istamazoy adin chazoka without this birur of that you have no right to clear, so then chazoka tahasht is not worse than chazoka de mikore. The whole mile of chazoka de mikore is. Why should you clear? That's the omaila. And by treye, you don't have this. Because I was like, what to clear? To wait him say it was tame. So my maila, so therefore, chazoke da hashto is menaget chazoke da mikor, you don't have a chazoke, you have a sofik. That's, he says, pshat and toises. He says, oche dikeshtei kitei eidem loyim rinon, since they're two kitei eidem rinon hashto de itmi. You don't tell on chazoke da mikor. Period. Okay. So now Tosfos took care of the Gemara in Erev. Now, Ubishnayim Oimrim Meis, Ushnayim Oimrim Loimeis, Damrin Lael Loiseitze. Before we said Loiseitze, and speaking about Nisus Lachod Meyedeo, Lemakmina Lo Acheskes Eishusish, now Tosfos has a problem. I'm just telling you, Mikra Din Treye Treye Yishtelan Chazoke. So why didn't you tell on Cheskes Eishusish? We had this kasha already before Tosfos asked this kasha, and Tosfos holds that if by Bezdin is a psak of Chazoke, Bezdin should not permit them to be, to even though Shitain is Borili in the eight, Bezdin is a psak of Chazoke, and we don't play by Shemayim, they never were Mavara the Sofiktos, we have to tell on Chazoke. So why is it Loiseitze? So Tosfos answers, "Heine mishum de chazoke de isha daiko minzebe marlo lecheskes eishesish." It's isha daiko minzebe, so my mele that's mar de cheskes eishesish. Fine. So you don't have a chazoke. If you don't have a chazoke, so it's a suffix. So my mele, and she's borili, so you can't chapel with her. Like, since when is there a daika minsebe by two edim? Afol gav the bishnaim oimrim meis omrinen beisha rabbe dumeteres lachzaloi. Verkehrt, if to, the whole din that an ish is medaik mit teichoima shechmartala besoifo, that means that she knows she'll be in hot water. If she's not medaik, well, he kaltala betchilosa. Al koponim, bathavke by neidechot. If two Adim say mace, so the aloha is that she's mutter to return labailo, so there's no chayma. So what do you tell me, Isha daike minsevi? Bekiven de la kechuma besoif loy daike, mikol mokum, the Taisu says, oche, kiven de makrishim says, ike chumre. No. There's no chumre. If two Adim told her, mace, so she's not mechuyev to be medayik. So she wasn't mechuyev to be medayik. So if the husband comes back alive, she's mutalar zolay. But over here, this trade is a sovik. She's zicha should have been medayik. It is a chaymetake if the husband comes back alive. Period. So mamela, that's for emphat that kasha. We asked the kasha, let us tell on cheskas eishesish. No, cheskas eishesish is ischa. Ubishnaim oimrim nizgarsha, ushnaim oimrim loy nizgarsha. Over there, there's also din loy seitze. The mrine nami loy seitze. Afal gav de loy daike. There's no daike. Beleke nami chazoke den ishe meiza poneo. There's no chazoke den ishe meiza poneo. The shaloi bifnei bailo meiza. Becholshken hege de mesain lo edem. So you just had trei yishtel on chazok min ha-teir. So, let it be a din teitze. V'shloim edo mikom bokim daike, lefi sheyereyo, sheyuzmu eideho, o yivsulu oysom begazlanusa. That means she sees, she can't rely on the first two edim, because she sees that what they're saying is debatable. So memela, so she's also medayik. Could be that they'll be mazam them, they'll passel them. So memela, she's medayik. So if she's medayik, so there's no cheskas eishesish. Obeisha rabbi, gabui bo minei merab sheishes edechad biyabom amau, omolei tenisu. Omru lo meis bincho ba'achakach meis bailach. So the Gemara, it says like this. The first one wants to speak about two edim. So let's see the case of two edim. Omrulo meis binchav achakach meis bailach. Your son died first, and then your husband died. No, some emele, she's okakli yibum. V'nisyabmo. So she was nisyabm. V'achakach, after the yibum, omrulo, another two edim, said, chiluf advorim, was meis bailach, v'achakach meis binchav. No, it's doch a bittere Geschäft. It's teitze. So number one, it's teitze. V'avlad rishen v'achrein mamzel. So the vlad rishen means the vlad she had before the second cut came. And if she'll have another vlad after the second cut came, there's a mamzel. Period. So there's two dinim over there. Din number one is that teitze. She's not permitted to be with the Yavon. And the number two is the Vlad Mamza. So the Gemara asks, Hey Chidomi, what was the case? Ileimo trei utrei, that it's trei. My choses the somchis ahani the osri li Yavon. Smoich ahani the shorulo. The Gemara says, why do you say Teitze? Why? Because two Edim said that she's also to the Yavam. Let's read that there's two Edim that says she's mutter to the Yavam. That's what the Gemara says. The Koshe. Now, this is a problem. If we say Treye Trey Sveike the Rabbonan, I mean, a Teire Yishtel on Chazokis, what are you talking about, Smoichahani? Rabbi, do you have a Cheskas Isel Yavam? That means, before any Edim came, Bechayel, she was Becheskas Yisliyav, Vekosha, the Maiporich, Beislon Lukmi Achazoke, the Asura Liyavon. She was Becheskas, she was also, when the husband was alive, there was a child around. שמייס ביילות חילה, כי זה מרינים בפרק אבו האחים, גם הנופל הבייס אולו ועל בעסוכים, that means if I have a suffix, if her status changed, I still her becheskas what she was bechaye baile. Bechaye baile, there was a son. She was becheskas that if her husband would die, that she'd be also liyobo. Yeah. Voi, so me meile, we have to stell on chazoke. Voi, given the treye trey sveike drabonenu, yesh lo isro, kedem rinin gabiyanai. But let's go further. But the Vika Kasha is that you tell on Chazaka. For Hosom Leidaike, Kedamrin and Hosom Zimnim Derachma Leiliyovo. The Gemara says that we don't know if she's Medaik. Maybe there's a Sfora. Maybe she likes the Yovim, so she's not Medaik. Vishloima, the Mikomokim. That what the Gemara is a sofik, if she is medayik, if she's not medayik. That's a sofik if we could rely completely on the diuk. But, mikol mokim hani diuk adidol in yin demar elei lecheskes isa liyom. So there's no cheskes isa liyom. Because the dike helps. Behold, smell is also sophic a shock. Behold, the poor nami hosom, void mamza sophic mamza who. Afal gab, the becheskas isily of me. Me come up and have a mamza vadai, the mahani, the yuka, the doki, the pershina. But the lamai said, why is it about the mamza? There's no cheskas isily of them. So my male should be a sophic mamza. For oid, given the trey sveike de rabbonon, ein lonu la mida al cheskoso u la tiroi b'mamzeres. You can say another pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara means to ask that you're saying it's a mamzavadai. Now, mamzavadai is a chumre and a kule. Because a mamzavadai is muta b'mamzeres. So, memele, So we say Sveike de Rabbonon. The Rabbonon is a din of a sofik mamzer. She should be also a kaponim. Mi de Rabbonon in a mamzeres. Period. That al kaponim is shitas ha-teisves, treye Sveike de Rabbonon, minateri ishtalan chazoke, by trume de Rabbonon yidon ishtalan chazoke, and then teisves took care of all the Gemoras that it seems you don't shtalan chazoke, so Taisus was explained these Gemoras. Ben Yitzhak bar Boruch Perish lemrinen b'chol hani ukme achazoke. The Ben Yitzhak bar Boruch said, Aces, in all these cases, that you don't shtalan chazoke, by Truman, we had all these cases, by Truman you don't shtalan cheskes tare, by Shneimim in Meis you don't shtalan cheskes eishes ish. So he said, Lafisha shnayim shemaitziyin oisoi mecheskosoi shel heter, heime idim tchile. Umeyad sheidu yotza mecheskosoi al yedei eidusan, Besulay amrinen ukme achazoke. Now the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Boruch says that the minute two edim come and they say kineged the first chazoke, so the first chazoke is nifka already. So that chazoke is nifka. So later it remains a suffik. Later it remains a suffik. That's how the Rishash says pshat. So Mamela, but you don't have a chazoke. So let's say by Shnayim Oimrim Meis, Shnayim Oimrim Loi Meis. So Taisus had a problem, so let's tell him Cheskaseishesish. No, you can't tell him Cheskaseishesish. The minute Shnayim Oimrim Meis is Eishesish. So Mela, she's not anymore Becheskaseishesish. She's not Becheskas
we'll see the Rashi says that she's not becheskes oiseis ishis, that could be it doesn't help, but she's not becheskes ishis ishis, so it becomes a sofik. So the first two eidim that are menaged the chazoka mafkia from that chazoka. So mamele, now he says, now you'll understand the Gemara before. Now, what's the case? The Shnaim Shoimrim Niskatsha. Now, it says like this. Shnaim Oimrim Niskatsha, Vishnaim Oimrim Niskatsha, Loisi Nosev, Im Niseis, Loiseitse. Shnaim Oimrim Nisgarsha, Shnaim Oimrim Loi Nisgarsha, Im Niseis Teitse. So the Gemara asked, Maishna Reitbus asks, there's a moira de kechille between these two cases. Shnaim Oimrim Niskatsha, Vishnaim Oimrim Loi Niskatsha, so you tell on Cheskas Pnuye. So memele, mniseis loiseitse, shnaim oimrim nisgarshev, shnaim oimrim loin nisgarshev, shtelo ancheskes eishesish, that's from mniseis teitse. That was Teisvus Kasha. So Teisvus says, according to the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch, is very good. Lohorchi poch leo, maishna reishem, maishna seif. The shnaim shem in niskarshe yidu tchil, they said first, so the minute they said Niskatsha, so she's ois cheskas pnuye. Forget about cheskas pnuye. They were mafkia from cheskas pnuye. Ubishnaim oimrim nisgarsho, af al pi shem heidu trile, bikomokem oiso becheskas heishes isha. The reshash means to say, so even though she's not anymore becheskes eishes ish, but she's still a sofik eishes ish. So memele, that means they don't make her becheskes grusha. It's only a sofik. So in both cases, there's a sofik. V'chein idish rabbe, v'diyanai, shnaim ha-metzin oisoi, mecheskosoi, bo utchile. He says, that's the maisa with Yanai also. Yanai, the two said ishtaboy. So the minute two said ishtaboy, so memele you can't still anymore on the cheska saim. Then two said lo ishtaboy. So the Gemara says it's a sofik. It's that was the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Beinir el Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the roche bishmaiten mukmin elay achazoke. So Taisvus says, what's with Agamore? Agamore, we say, Ananachsinan vanamaskinon. Now, what happened in Agamore? First there was a keil. Then there was an eidecha that said he's kosher. Then there's two eidim that said he's posel. Then there's one eid that says he's kosher, he's mitzuruf with the first eid. So Teisvus said, according to Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch, two eidim come, they take him out of the chazoke. So memele, that's the koyach of two eidim. So when two eidim came and said that he's a ben grusha, so now he's ois cheskas koyin. There's no al kaponim. There's ois chazoke. They said he's a cholo. Finished. So now later, now you have another aid that comes and says that he is a koyin. Fine. And yishtalan chazoke. So why yishtalan chazoke? That chazoke already was nifka through the two aidim that said that he's a cholo. So Taisa says, no, but here, one eid came before and said he was a kosher. So was health mir, but whatever he said, they slugged them up. So now he was ois cheskas koyim. So memele, so that face was kasha and Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch. Zakte Mishneh weiter. Ha isha shenech bisho bidei oivdei keichovet. Now, we're speaking about a woman who was put into prison. Biyad oivdei keichovim. Al yedei momen. Now, the reason she was put into prison is because she owed money, or her husband owed money. Let's say she owed money. She owed money, and that's why they're putting her into prison. Is muteres labailo. So when she's released from prison, she's muter labailo. Aidei momen muteres labailo, Sarashi says, the mirtasi lahapsid momoinon, the einon mafkirin oiso. That means they're scared to do anything. She owes money. If they're going to start chaperoning with her, so it could be they'll never get the money. Like this, the prison is fakert. The prison is leveraged to she should pay up the money. But if they chaper, they might lose the money. So therefore, I don't have to declare that they were ma'anisa. So I don't have to declare. So she's muta labailo. Ayidei nefoshis. Asura labailo. But what is if they want to kill her? That means she's in prison because they want to kill her. So then there's nothing that holds them back. So mamela, so then they'll be ma'anisa. And then we're afraid that she was nivel barotz. Let's see what Rashi says. Aidei nefoshi, shahisa nidoinis lomos. Asura labailo. But hoil, so there's a very interesting Rashi, the hoil, the noigim bo hefker, is hoil, the noigim bo hefker, the choshish and shemen isratzitzo be'echod mehen. So be'echod mehen, the Rishonim say pshat, and one of the bilas, that means she's hefker by them already, she's kaseida being nibbled by them, they're not bearing an eyelash. So Rashi says, so Anisha that's been kaseida nibbled by goyim, could be, she'll become a rutsa also. Amir adike chumra that Rashi says, and therefore she's also labayla. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, very interesting, the Rishonim ask, the Ritter brings down the Kashi from Rishonim, they ask, Esther was also a hefker by a Chashveirosh, it's also a hefker. So why don't we clear over there? You'll tell me Esther was a tzadeikis? No, but Motcha should have been Machmer. I mean, if the halacha is that's the halacha, so memele, it means if an isha that's hefker, biyad akum, so it, clearing b'vois hayomim, a mensh is not a mensh, and it's nasus loike hetel, that's what becomes of it, so, Motcha should have been Machmer. That's one of the kashas that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Let us just see the bottom taste with a minute. Vaidei nefoshe sasura labayla. Hainu afilu labayla yisoil. The chayshinon, so taste doesn't say like Rashi, taste says something else. The chayshinon shema nisratzes kidei limtzei chayin shalo yageno. That's what taste says. A different pshat, that's tamazai. Since it's hefker, samela she was merutzev. I mean, she's, kol asher lo yitein bad nafshoi is memelech, she's in their hands, and then she'll try to be nice chen in their hand, and by them, in order that they shouldn't kill her. So memelech, here were chayish bekavone, she was nivel barotzen. That means she wants to be miyapa herself, and to them, that she should be nice chen by neyem. So that's why we clear it, she did Barotzen. The Ila Bala Koyin Koma Vasura Shemonenso Imkein Avalameim Asur Lekune Elevadai Afilu Lebailo Yisroel Asura. I mean, we're clearing already that maybe she did Barotzen. She didn't want to get killed, so she did it Barotzen to protect herself. b'mtayma afektachtoises, if that's the case, so it matters which ishit, tznuis lishteri. So the tznuis, it should be muta, the koidum lochein moscha nafshanke, the mashma v'reish mechilden, the Gemara says, the tznuis would kill themselves before they let themselves become nivel. So, Mamela, how could you say such a Mishnah stam, that a yedei nefoshis asura labayla? It matters. If she's at snua, it's not asura labayla. She would get killed before to do such fakir. She should do such a thing. So Taisa Mirde Kazakh, Tsoch Loyma the Ochina Kolacha Shema ain't snu. He has to club, maybe she's not at snu. Bafila Niris Tsnu, but she's not at snu. She looks like a snu. Shema ain't. Well, you can never tell. So that's that in the Mishnah. That means the Zikha, there are some Noshim Tsnuis who will be Maisel Nefesh themselves in order not to be nivel about But the halacha, I can't assume that that's my wife. And Mamela, she's also the Bible. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Omar Rav. Lo yishonu al sheyad Yisrael tkifa al oivdei kechot. Lo yishonu deidei momen muteres la Bible. That's it. We said momen, they're scared. That means if they'll start chappening, so Mamela, maybe they won't get their momen. Their momen is more important. She owes them money, so they won't chep her, cause they might lose their momen by being ma'anisa. That's dafke shiyad Yisrael tkifa loiv dei kechoven. So Mamela, dei momen teres labayla shayad Yisrael tkifa loiv dei kechoven zekrashi, v'yireim lase shaloi kedin. If they'll do something, Shema yafsidu mamoino. That means that they might lose their moment because for this avle, if yadr souls takifa, they might lose their moment. So mamela, they're scared. Avol yadr if they kechovim takifa latzmon, they say takifa al yisroel, afil ayad momin asura labailo. So mamela, if they're takifim, so mamela, so then, they'll take care of the moment, and they can be manasa also. Bosiv rove, hey, Rabbi Yosia, koim Rabbi Schai ben Akats, babais Yisrael, shohura no ba'ashkeloin. There was a maisa with Abbas Yisrael, shenis mashkeno ba'ashkeloin. Hura no Rashi says nis mashkeno. That means that she was put into prison al samashkin. That if the money will not be paid out by this and this day, so she'll remain there already. She was a mashkin. That means she's security for the money. The maise in Ashkelon, shohura no ba'ashkelon, v'richakua b'nei mishpachto. And the b'nei mishpacha were machiko, they held that, they were manasa. Ve'eidero me'idim oiso shloinistero v'shloinitmo. And there's eidim that are saying eidis that loinistero v'loinitmo. And the Ritva explains that speaking about the eidim psulim. It wasn't real eidim, it was eidim psulim. Ve'omru lahem chachomim, but the b'nei mishpacha did not want to rely on the eidim. And Memela, they were machika. So Rabbi Yosia Kain Rabbi Schai ben Akatsav said, Memonavshech, im atem maminim shor hurano, if you believe them of hurano, it seems they were the ones that told hurano. Haminu shalai nistra v'loi shalai nitmo. Im mi atem maminim shalai nistra v'loi nitmo, Altamina Shurano, that means it's a pesha also by these Eidim Psulim, so al kaponim, v'ashkelon, the yad oivdei kechovon tekifa latzmon, Ashkelon is a place where the goyim are attacked, uktoni hurano. Now it seems that by Ashkelon, in this case, you needed a birur of Eidim. without Edom, that means we're chayish, that you need Edom that said, Leinistar Abeloinitma, like this, we're chayish. Now, but here it's Hurano. Hurano means that he was a mashkin. So, and that was not mach. If it's not paid by this and this time, she's huchla to them. Oktoni Hurano ein nech b'shaloi. Abastam is if she was put into prison. It wasn't Hurano. So she's not nechlat to belong to them. So then they're not believed. Davke by Hurano, I mean, by Hurano, we're machmer, we're chayish that they were ma'anisa, unless you have a birur of Edim. But it seems by Nechbisho, you don't need a birur of Edim. Ay, Ashkelon is a mokim that the goyim are takif, is a raya. Not what Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said. That afilu the goyim atakif, afilu yadav the krom takife. It's also, she's muta. So the Gemara says, loy, hu adin, afilu nechbisho. Could be by nechbisho. Also, the halacha is that she would be also without a bir of edim. The Maisa was Hurano, so that's what's brought down, but could be Nechbisho is also the same thing. Let us see Rashi. Shurano nismashkano, veidel oison sheidu shurano, v'ashkloin deretz plishtemi, v'oid kfar golu Yisroel, the pachoinim amoire, the reshash, chabian kebemden, who says kfar golu Yisroel, okay, Urano the Midas, we keep the gears man vulay nifdas, haray yishalayv de kechom bidineyim, mishmochi ba'inen eidem eidem oiso shalay nistra, because now kaponim meikaradin, she belongs to them. Nech besho, deinu nechlat islam, lebinin eidem, hoyo veidei momenu, so they're scared to check. Let's just see Taisvis, Aide Momin Muteres Labailo. Niradu Muteres Afilu Labailo Koin. That means Aide Momin, not only Taisvis I said before, the reason she's also Labailo Yisrael by Nefosh is because she'll do it Barot and she shouldn't get killed. Obo by Momin, Nefashteitzer, so she won't do it Barot because there's no tzad that they want to kill her. But Tosfos says, by momin, I don't clear b'chol they were manasa. Nire du muteres afilu lebay lekoin, leichashinan afilu leoinso, mishum demirtesi lahavsid momoinon. That means she owes them money. And if they chapel with her, they might lose their momin. So Memela, therefore, we don't have to clear whatsoever. That means here they're scared that the moment has a priority by them. Then by moment, what is us? I'm the lacuna. Mitekahomri afanana mitenina mehidr hikua b'nei mishpachta. B'lei shayich elo lekuhune. The mishpacha wa machiko mikune. B'Yisrael loy shayich v'chikua b'nei mishpachta. Dein asur elo labayla. Void raya. Don't even clear a filo for oynes. The stam bepeg sheni, the mesechas of Eidizore. Em amidim behema bepundekoi shal oiv de kechob. One is not permitted to leave a beheme in a pundik of goyim, neshech shudim ala reviye. So male leaving the beheme there, it's a lif naive. Frank the gemore, the shudim ala reviye, a reminu, loikrimen beheme la kolbim, you're allowed to buy a beheme from a goy, and use it for a kolbim. Now, how could you use it for a kolbim if the choshed on reviye? So the Gemara says, "Loi kash holachatchila b'hodiyev." That means if you claim Gashal to be mamid the beim there, I say holachatchila to be mamid. Maybe the guy will be reveya. But b'di'evid, if there was a behemoth by a goy, and I want to clear, was it nearby? I say, no, the behemoth wasn't nearby. So the Gemara says, the menor taimer deshoni ben lechatchila di'evid. This nang, it says like the shachid isha imoim. This lechatchila not allowed to be mishachid with goy neshach shudim ala royis. V'raminu ha'isha shenech b'shai de'oivid kechovin de'momen. Muteris labaylo. So why she muter labaylo? El shma mino shani lo min chachila di'evid. Mashme dein lochush klal shenivalo. So the Gemara is proving that even though lechatchila yichud is also with a goy, maybe he might be boyulah, maybe he might be manis, or abo leidach gisa, if she was nisyachid, you don't have to clear. Dein lochush klal shenivalo. Deimu teres lebaila yisrael koma, if it only means she's mutter by Yisroel, she's in Shemen Nisratzes, I will abay lokei Nesurdach, she's in Shemen Nenzer, and can't have a mice in me. So what are you bringing, Araya? There, by Revia, we're saying we don't clear Bechlau was nearby, even though the Choshed on Revia. So if you say that the Choshed to be Ma'anis, but after P came with the Yevet, I don't say she was Nenas, then Tzatzushtel. But if the Choshed to be Ma'anis, and I say she was Ma'anis, no, she's Mutter Labailo Yisrael, because she wasn't Misratze, so it's no Raya to Revia. It's a Raya, she's Mutter Fila Labailo Koyin.